This is Radio Truth, a series of commentaries by Dr. Michael Parenti. Michael Parenti is an activist and internationally known award-winning author and scholar. His recent books include The Assassination of Julius Caesar and Super Patriotism. His latest book, The Culture Struggle, will be released in November 2005. For further information, please visit his website, michaelparenti.org.
Is conspiracy just a theory? A common view is that conspiracy exists only in the imaginings of kooks. But just because some people have fantasies about conspiracies doesn't mean that all conspiracies are fantasies. There was the secretive plan to escalate the Vietnam War, as revealed in the Pentagon Papers, that was deliberately manipulating U.S. opinion and hiding things from the public and saying, let's keep this secret from the public. There was the Watergate break-in, which under the law was a criminal conspiracy. There was the Federal Bureau of Investigation's COINTELPRO disruption of dissident groups, done undercover and denied, and yet it was happening. There was the several phony but well-orchestrated energy crises that sharply boosted oil prices in the 1970s and again in the 90s. There was the Iran-Contra conspiracy. There was the savings and loan conspiracies involving upwards of $1 trillion stolen from the American public. And the well-documented conspiracies and the conspiracy to cover up the assassinations of President John Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and Malcolm X. Ruling elites admit to conspiring in secret without being held accountable to anyone. They call it national security. But when one suggests that their plans, whether covert or overt, benefit the interests of their class and are intended to do so, one is dismissed as a conspiracy theorist. The minute we ascribe conscious agency and conscious intent to the people who control enormous amounts of power and wealth, somebody says, oh, that's a conspiracy you have, which puts a closure on any critical investigation of these people. It's admitted that farmers, steel workers, or school teachers may concert to advance their interests. They may plan and agitate and try to get things done that advance their interests and with real intention. But it may not be suggested that the moneyed elites, the giant corporate investors, it may not be suggested that they do so, even when they actually occupy the top decision-making posts. Instead, we are asked to believe that these notable persons of high station walk through life indifferent to the fate of their vast holdings. Although there is no one grand power elite, there is continual cooperation between various corporate and governmental elites in every area of the political economy. Many of the stronger corporate groups tend to predominate in their particular spheres of interest, more or less unmolested by other elites. In any case, the conflicts among plutocratic interests seldom work to the advantage of the people. Their conflicts of haves versus haves. Often they're resolved not by compromise but by log rolling, involving more collusion than competition. These mutually satisfying arrangements among competitors usually come at the expense of the public interest. Some people argue that it's not conspiracy operating, it's class structure or the system as a totality. But that system has to rely on conspiratorial ploys from time to time to make things happen. And that system is not a neutral entity. It is there to serve, with every intention, to serve the interests of the ruling elites. And these ruling elites take great care in maintaining their advantages within that system. So rather than saying, is it conspiracy or is it social structure? Is it conspiracy or is it class power? We should learn that it's both. It's conspiracy and class power. This is Michael Parenti for Radio Truth.
This commentary was produced by the LA Sound Posse and may be freely copied and distributed. You can find us on the web at lasoundposse.org. The music was Flute Medicine by Synth.